corresponded with a friend of mine that's a retired Air Force colonel for about 2 years, and he was a very intelligent man, a great person, a great friend. Mm-hmm. And his letters were punctuated so well.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it had been quite some time since I had been in school. I did not have any college, but I did have high school and then my training, and then I took some night courses at the local high school. But I feel that I need to go back and take a brush up on my punctuations.
Well,
it's so easy. You forget them so easily, you know?
You won't believe the people that have trouble with that.
I do.
Particularly just normally very intelligent people, just when it comes to punctuation, they go all to pieces.
Yes. And now I will spell with anybody, mm-hmm. anyone, I will spell. If I can say a word, I can spell it. But I noticed in his letters, even though he punctuated them so well, they were so well written, made so many, really, you know, but then he would misspell words.
That doesn't seem to be related to intelligence or anything like that. I knew a fellow in college, he was in pre-med,
uh-huh.
in medicine. Just brilliant person.
Yes.
But he couldn't spell his name. It was just that bad. It was a terrible spelling. Some people just have some kind of block against spelling. Yeah. Don't understand what the problem is. But like I said, it's not connected with intelligence.
That's have people that you know are supposed to really be intelligent, and I have had people come to the nurse's station and they would be mailing a letter for their parents. And one lady came to me one day and said, how? She was mailing this letter to Arizona, Phoenix. How do you spell Phoenix? Mm-hmm. And I was startled, you know, for a moment. And I just thought, well, gee whiz, you know, that's so simple.
Yeah.
But like you, now math was always hard for me. And my son, he was just always a mathematician.
Yeah.
I mean, he could just add about as fast as he could. He just fascinates me. Well,
right.
Two of my sons are like this.
Mm-hmm. Some people have a gift for that.
Right. I was trying to think of some moral sayings. Gee whiz, as many times as I have. Oh, another one I know. My husband's grandmother, we would go to visit with her on the Sunday mornings, maybe, after church, and go in and say, how are you today, Granny? Only tolerable.
Only tolerable.
Only tolerable. Well, one response to that I still hear pretty frequently, people will say, Fairly Midland.
I say that myself.
Yeah.
How are you today? And I'll say, oh, Fairly Midland.
You say that, Mr.
I've said a lot of times. Another thing I've heard said a lot, a whole lot.
Since
two fellas meet,
speak,
one say, how are you? Always says frustrate.
Say what?
Frustrate.
Frustrate.
And some of them say,
oh,
I'm fairly frustrate.
I see.
And another thing is, I have heard some of the older people say, how are you today? We had one patient in Giddings. Mr. How are you this morning? Nothing to brag about.
Yeah, you often hear that.
And
or I'll pass.
Now I have one son that when he speaks to someone, he'll say, "You doing all right today?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I hear that all.